Before we officially start our meeting, I'd like to say something that I think echoes true for all of us in this profession, and that is we've all benefited from the guidance and support of role models, mentors, peers, and colleagues throughout our careers. Many jurists, including myself, have been fortunate enough to know and work with and learn from Justice Marvin R. Baxter. As you know, over 700 judges in California were appointed when Justice Baxter served as the Judicial Appointment Secretary to Governor George Duke Majan. And this January, Marv will conclude 32 consecutive years of public service, 24 years as an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of California, and 18 years of dedicated service to this judicial council on the left side of the chief as the vice chair, improving the statewide administration of justice for all Californians. You know, at our recent Supreme Court oral argument in Los Angeles this month, his friend and our colleague, Justice Ming Chin, shared the following list of characteristics of good judges that all apply to Justice Baxter and to which we all, new and long-serving jurists, could aspire to possess. These are common sense, integrity, poise, courtesy, humility, a sense of humor, patience in court, open-mindedness, impartiality, intellectual courage, creativity, strong concern for justice, knowledge of the law, adherence to professional ethics, avoidance of improprieties, punctuality in court, decisiveness in judicial rulings, sound judgment. And last night at a reception in his honor, all of us were there. Justice Baxter received a Judicial Council resolution commemorating his many years of outstanding public service as he modeled all of these characteristics of a good judge. And today is Justice Baxter's last Judicial Council meeting. I don't know what you and Jane will do with 18 years worth of Judicial Council binders. And as is our custom for departing members, yet another tome. And that is, in a few moments, I will present you with a copy of the Federalist Papers. Justice Baxter leaves a rich legacy to the people of California that will last for many, many years to come. His legal reasoning has significantly contributed to what we call our documents of state, and that is our Supreme Court opinions and the rule of law. His sage advice and counsel as vice chair of the Judicial Council for 18 years and chair of the council's policy coordination and liaison committee for 16 years has helped our branch to mature and grow strong as an independent, co-equal branch of government serving all the people of California. And I, for one, am grateful for his steadfast support for the judicial branch and the rule of law and the policies of Judicial Council as he has overseen so many changes in our structure and strength as an institution. I'm grateful always for your guidance and your friendship. Please, Marv, accept on our behalf a copy of the Federalist Papers to read in your retirement.
I just can't thank you enough, Chief, for those comments, and I look forward to reading the Federalist Papers on our next trip in lieu of Judicial Council materials. The one thing I will miss a great deal, the relationships that have been formed over the 18 years, not only on the court, having worked with three chief justices and 12 associate justices during the 24 years on the court, but also the relationships formed here on the Judicial Council during the 18 years of service. I regret that those who are newly appointed to the council, I really haven't had a very limited opportunity to get to know you, but anyway, the responsibilities are tremendous. What I'll always remember, though, is that no matter how controversial, divisive an issue might be, the the manner in which the council, under the leadership of the three chief justices I've worked with, has always been so professional and so responsible. And we may disagree on issues, but never in a disagreeable manner. So I thank you all for that. And I'm just heartened by all these young looking faces.
Thank you, Justice Baxter. And before we move on, I throw the floor open to any council members who wish to pick a comment. Justice Miller.
So, Justice Baxter, like was said yesterday, and I'm sure at many of the other events, we will dearly miss you. I wait at every meeting for your sage advice. And I have to tell you that it has been so helpful in all the decisions, the difficult decisions we've made over the last 4 or 5 years we've been together. And like Justice Hill said yesterday, I kick myself because most of the time I wish that, dang it, I had thought of that. But I will miss that because you have a way at the end of our discussions to put it in a concise order with a correct resolution. And it's beautiful, and it is you. And thank you for that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justice Miller.